That's a beautiful strap you have. I like that, man. He's obviously the coolest guy on stage because his sunglasses are still on. And he's all the way from North Carolina. He drove the farthest to be here today. He is he's one of the best mandolin players you're ever going to hear, folks, and that's no lie. He's my favorite mandolin player. And he's been around the band now for a couple of years, and we hope he's around for 20 more. And he's been exactly what we've been looking for. It was the perfect fit, so we're always tickled to have him with us. And we're going to turn him loose to let him pick one for y'all, just to let him stretch out a little bit and show you how incredible he is. But he's a multi-award-winning mandolin player. Mike, welcome, if you would, all the way from East Bend, North Carolina. That is Nick Keene on the mandolin. Thank you. looks like we only got time for about 20 or 30 more songs, so. Is there a curfew in this town? No? Alright, we'll play it about one or two. So there's this video, right? On YouTube. Y'all have seen the video on YouTube with the bird.
The first time did it, the guy said, "No, you can't take
it." All right. There's a million. There's 1.6 million views on YouTube, and 12 of y'all are here. That's awesome.
All of a sudden, he turned his back.
That was probably one of the weirdest things that has ever happened to me in my life. For those of y'all who haven't seen this video on YouTube, I would love for y'all to go check it out. It should be the first thing that pops up when you type in Josh Williams.
Is it good?
It's an interesting video. We were actually playing in Denton, North Carolina at the Doyle Lawson Festival out there. And we had been hearing all day long, we've been hearing some chirping and stuff around, and we couldn't really tell where it was coming from. There was a little nest up here in like the top of the stage. Just say if our stage was set way back underneath here, it would have been like right about where this light is, okay? And all throughout our show, we were hearing chirp, 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 the whole nine yards. It obviously was sounded like a family up there. And we started doing this song, and the gentleman that actually shot the video requested this particular song. And had he not requested this, I probably wouldn't have done it. But he wanted to hear it, and I, you know, obliged him with the song. And about halfway through it, one of them birds got brave, or liked the song, won. And he came from that nest and perched on my guitar. He landed, he actually came through here and landed on my strap. So I'm turning the guitar up like this, and the bird is literally sitting here. And on the chorus, I'm not even kidding. If you don't believe me, go watch the video. On the chorus, when the harmony comes in, the bird starts chirping. Couldn't make it up. I remember after that happened, I called home and told my wife what had happened, and she said, "Yeah, right." And I said, "Look, if I was going to lie about it, it'd be a heck of a lot better than this." And the bird didn't even on me, which was the weirdest thing. So if you haven't gone and seen that video, please do. It's on